Greetings, friends, and welcome to this broadcast of Bible Studies. Ken Baird, your speaker. Today on the broadcast, we wish to take up a subject, the stability of a Christian. Of all the different groups in the world today, I think that the Christian is the most stable person of all of them. We're living in terrible times, restless times. We're living in a time where there are wars and rumors of wars. There's racial bias and hatred when the criminal seems to get more consideration than his victim. The days of family disintegration, drugs and murders, where the addict will murder to get a fix. Humanism casting off all the beliefs of God. Restlessness all around. Can the Christian be stable in this area? This state of things? Yes. And we're going to tell you, we're going to explore why he can be at rest, where he can be stable in his thinking. All right, let's start out with the prime cause of all. In Malachi 3 and 6, we read there, "For I am the Lord, I change not. Therefore, ye sons of Jacob are not consumed." Failure upon the part of man will not make God change in the least. He is an unchanging God. We read in 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 13, "If we believe not, yet he abideth faithful. He cannot deny himself." God cannot lie. It's impossible for God to lie. Then we read in Romans 3 and 3, "For what if some did not believe? Shall their unbelief make the faith of God without effect?" Of course not. God is true. And the Christian, here is the root reason why the Christian can be stable. He believes in a God that does not change. Now, he may indeed change some of his ways of dealing with us. He can change, but he will not change as far as his standards of holiness and purposes of heart are concerned. Now, let's consider this. This is the root of all. Now, we have an unchanging word of God. In Psalm 119 and 89, we read there, "Forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven." All right, Matthew 24:25, and these are the words of our Lord Jesus. He said on one occasion, and near the end of his public ministry, "Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. Forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven." The Bible does not change. Now, there are different versions of the scriptures, and they do not all read alike, of course. But this is the various interpretations, the thoughts that go into interpreting the scriptures. But the original manuscripts do not change. They're there available, and they do not change. When God makes a promise, he keeps it. He keeps it, and the word does not change because God who gave it does not change. God can't change for the better. That would constitute him imperfect at the motion. He can't change for the worse. That's unthinkable. Now, we have the unchanging word of God. How does that give us stability? I'll tell you why. God tells me in his word that Christ died for my sins according to the scriptures, that he rose again the third day, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the scriptures. God tells me that the subject of sin was settled, that he took care of it at the cross. Now, our sins will keep us out of heaven if we're not trusting in the Lord, if we're not his, if we're not accepting his salvation by faith and thanking him for it and living for him, showing our love back to him and the way that we live. I'll tell you, the word of God does not change. God cannot lie. I've got God's word for it that I'm going to be in heaven, not because I deserve it. How many times have I said that over this broadcast? Not because I deserve it, but because Christ loved me and died for me, and the Word assures me. I've got God's Word for it. that the problem of sin is settled for eternity. Now, his love is unchanging. We read in Jeremiah chapter 31 and verse 3, God does not forget. We read it there as it is written in the King James. The Lord hath appeared of old unto me, saying, yea, I have loved thee with an everlasting love. Therefore, with loving kindness have I drawn thee. God's love does not change. Now, it's true that he sometimes does have to punish us for disobeying him, but that doesn't mean that he doesn't love us. He punishes us because he loves us. We need it. And God, in his love, he never sets aside his wisdom by his love. And he always observes his wisdom in his love. But he is wise in taking the Christian to task, taking him to the proverbial woodshed. I know all about this. I've been there. God loves us and God chastens us, but his love doesn't change. I have loved you with an everlasting love. How wonderful to know that that is true, that God loved me to that degree. Now we read in Isaiah 49:15, for instance, can a woman forget her suckling child, that she should not have compassion on the son of her womb? Yea, they may forget, yet will I not forget thee. Even a mother can go wrong in her love. Even a mother can kill her children. They may forget that that suckling child was her own to love and to raise up for the Lord. And he says, God says, I'll never forget. That love does not change. Now, doesn't that give you stability? If there's anything, just think of what we've considered already. The stability of God himself, the stability of an unchanging word, the stability of an unchanging love for you and for me. God does not change. If all the people in this universe that has a right to be stable, it's the Christian. But is the Christian always stable? No, unfortunately not. Why isn't he why does he become unstable? Why does the Christian fret? Why is he seized with fear? Because he gets his eyes off the Lord. He gets his eyes off the unchanging Word of God, the unchanging love of God. He becomes occupied. He becomes distracted. There is so much in the world today, and we're human beings. I'm not saying that we're supermen. We do. We are influenced. Now, there are Christians that live in certain portions of this world that won't go out of their houses at night because they think it's dangerous. They think it's wise. Is it fear? No, it's just pure wisdom. I think that this age should wake up people to the fact that we're facing a crisis. And I'll tell you what the crisis is. The crisis is the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ back to rapture the church out of this world, and the time of the tribulation is to start, and the judgment of God will take this world to task. And then he'll come and set up his millennial kingdom. This is ahead of us. But the Christian, if he gets his eyes off of these facts, he may indeed become destabilized, if I may use that term. But if he keeps these things in mind, he will be stable, and he will go on unchanged. Speaking of things that don't change, we have an unchanging priesthood. We read in Hebrews chapter 7, verses 24 and 25. But this man, because he continueth ever, hath an unchangeable priesthood. Wherefore, he is able to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by him, seeing he ever liveth to make intercession for them. Christ is praying for us. He is our great high priest. The fourth chapter of Hebrews develops this beautifully. He's sensitive to our needs. He is our representative, so to speak, before God. The Lord Jesus Christ is our great high priest. and he bears us up in the presence of God. He is an advocate as well as a high priest. He goes to bat for us, if I may use that mundane term. He goes to our rescue when we sin against God as our advocate. John, 1 John 2:1. It's Jesus Christ the righteous. He can remind God, I died for that sin. And when the Christian sins, he should confess it and establish his relationship back with the Lord. And it really won't be established until he does judge that sin. But he's got a better advocate and a better means of getting back into the favor of God than just simply admitting it and confessing it. Christ is our advocate, and he keeps us in the fellowship with God. And then there are the unchanging purposes of God in this world. I think of the nation of Israel. God's purposes for Israel has not changed. He's not cast Israel off. They're his. We read in Jeremiah 31:35, thus saith the Lord, which giveth the sun for a light by day, and the ordinances of the moon and of the stars for a light by night, which divideth the sea when the waves roar thereof roar. The Lord of hosts is his name. And those, if those ordinances depart from me, saith the Lord, then the seed of Israel also shall cease from being a nation before me forever. If Israel won't accept the Lord now, they will during the tribulation period when God brings judgment. And they will go into the kingdom with our Lord Jesus Christ. And Israel is going to reign in this world. And Christ, the head of Israel, is going to reign. Now his purposes for concerning the church have not changed, and they never will change. The Lord Jesus Christ, when he was here, it says in Matthew 16:18, I say also unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church. Not Peter. The name Peter means literally, Petros, means a stone. It's not Petra, but upon this rock. That's Petra. I will build my church, and the rock is himself. And the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. No, the purposes of God are not going to change for the Christian. Not at all. And the individual purposes of God are not going to change. Why should the Christian be stable? We have a stable God and an unchanging blessing from him. Father, calm our hearts and take up our thanks for the fact that we're in an eternal relationship with you, established by the blood of Christ. In his name, amen.